Former Virginia Governor L. Douglas Wilder blasts probe into claim he kissed student. By Tom Sicotta on July 25, 2019. Former Virginia Governor L. Douglas Wilder blasted Virginia Commonwealth University's investigation into a claim that he engaged in a non-consensual kiss with a student. Wilder's complaints about the Title IX investigation by the college mirror those of male students who feel they have been mistreated by kangaroo courts judging campus sexual misconduct allegations. According to a report by the College Fix, former Virginia Governor L. Douglas Wilder is hitting back against a claim that he engaged in non-consensual sexual behavior with a student. Student Sydney Black claims that Wilder touched her leg and kissed her without her consent after the pair went out to dinner in February 2017. The student also claims that Wilder said he would not only help her get into Howard University Law School but also pay for her tuition. Wilder also allegedly offered to let Black live in his home, rent-free. Although the police cleared Wilder, Virginia Commonwealth University concluded in their investigation that Wilder did engage in a non-consensual kiss with Black. In a blog post that was published this week, Wilder condemns Virginia Commonwealth University for failing to consider that the Richmond Police Department found that the allegation against him was unfounded. A complaint was filed against me by Sydney Black on December 11, 2018. She was sent to the Richmond Police Department to file charges against me on January 3, 2019. The RPD determined the attempted charge and allegation was unfounded. I was never informed of any of this by anyone. I was never notified by VCU of anything relative to any complaint until almost 2 months later. Although, VCU notified Sydney Black on December 13, 2018 that VCU's Title IX office, Equity and Access Services, will conduct an investigation. Wilder claims that he does not take responsibility for the alleged actions and will continue to work to point out the flaws in VCU's investigation. I have stated that the allegations were proven to be untrue and that the truth will out. I do not accept responsibility for any non-consensual sexual contact and have filed a contesting statement outlining the violations, bias and inherent flaws in the investigation. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.